This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia is accusing Ukrainian saboteurs of crossing into Russia and attacking local villages, but Ukraine denies it. Meanwhile, Moscow is warning that increasing Western support for Ukraine could trigger an open conflict between nuclear powers. In Greece, emergency crews are continuing to search for the dead from a train crash that killed more than 40 people. Rail workers went on strike, saying the train system is dangerous. The AP's Karen Shamas.
In Athens, riot police faced off with stone-throwing protesters outside the offices of Greece's rail operator, many furious over Greece's deadliest train crash. The night after the crash, families were desperate to hear the news of their loved ones. One mother cried out in relief as she saw her daughter step off a bus that was carrying survivors from the crash. "Now here she is, stepping down, my child," she cried. Greece's Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, visited the site, and in a later televised address, he promised to have answers. I'm Karen Chamas.
They're on their way to the International Space Station.
A SpaceX Dragon capsule is bringing four crew members to the International Space Station. Two Americans, a Russian, and an astronaut from the United Arab Emirates blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, early Thursday.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. A Spirit Airlines flight from Dallas to Orlando was diverted to an airport in Jacksonville, Florida, after a battery from a passenger's item caught fire in an overhead bin, say officials. The plane landed safely. Several people were taken to the hospital after feeling ill. A World Health Organization official in Africa is urging more support for countries struggling with cholera outbreaks, saying the disease has the potential to quickly explode. Just into us, the number of Americans applying for unemployment fell for a third straight week. This is AP News. You can't blame them. The cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C. appear to be confused by the weather.
Washington, D.C.'s cherry blossoms are expected to bloom early this year. The trees are apparently confused about the changing climate.
Due to the warmer than average temperatures, the trees never reached their winter dormancy, which is the starting point for calculating when the blooms will emerge.
Jeff Reinbold with the National Park Service says the 3,700 cherry blossom trees in the city are expected to reach peak bloom earlier than expected, between March 22nd and 25th. The city has experienced dramatic temperature swings. It hit 81 degrees one day last week. 2 days later, it snowed.
Our natural resource manager likened the trees this year, our indicator tree, to a teenager. There's a lot going on there right now.
Washington's cherry blossoms date back to 1912, a gift from the mayor of Tokyo, Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.